Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes from Scott Giles. And with just less than a month to go to Comrades, it's a very similar question to watch Hermo Ter Blanche ask. It's got to do with tapering. Scott wanted to know at this stage, heading into Comrades and looking at the taper, should he be tapering as far as distance goes, speed-wise or both? And Hermo wanted to know percentage-wise for tapering, how much should he cut back in May compared to the mileage he reached in April?
Okay, so I split the taper, which is the 4 weeks that are coming up. I split the taper into two-week blocks. So the first 2 weeks, being the week that's coming now, we're on Tuesday, would be to keep my midweek exactly the same, untouched, very similar in terms of speed work or whatever else you've been doing. And I would have my long runs would be quite a bit shorter. So it's hard to give a number because it depends what sort of training you have been doing. But I would say that your long run or Comrades long run, as it's now termed, but your stock standard long run that you normally run, let's say it's 36 Ks, then this weekend coming, you'll want to do that run at about 80% of what you normally of that 36K training run. Then you go into week two, which is 3 weeks out from race day. And then I would cut that long run. So again, I keep my midweek stuff is the same. I do all the same training as I always do. And I then cut my long run by another 25%. In other words, I do 75% of what it was the week before. Then when I move into 2 weeks from race day, I would cut all my runs down to 75% of what I did the week before. So that includes your speed work, everything, including your long run. And then in the final week, you will do very little. I still like people to train and do a bit of running on each day of the week, but your sessions shouldn't really be longer than 40 minutes at the start of the week. And as you get to closer to race day, they shouldn't be longer than 15 minutes.
Brilliant. And I'm sure we're going to be chatting lots more about tapering over the next few weeks as we head towards Comrades 2015. Scott and Hermo, thank you so much for your questions. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to get yours submitted, all you have to do is head over to our website, askcoachperry.com. We'll be back again tomorrow. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.